This audio is from Sai Baba Center meeting on April 17, 2016. The quote that is being discussed is, "Do not be misled by what you see around you or be influenced by what you see. You live in a world which is a playground of illusion, full of false paths, false values, and false ideas, but you're not part of that world." This quote is from Sai Baba.
بابا میگه تمام اینها این دنیا مثل یه زمین بازیه، پر از خواب
تصوراته
و پر از ارزش ها و ایده های غلط. به همین سادگی شما از این دنیا نیستین.
The beginning of Kavi's question is not recorded, but he's saying, who is Baba addressing this to? Is it to his followers or is it to everybody?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know how to explain any better than that. Like, is he talking to everybody, you know? Is this everybody, and like, are there still falseness if everybody was on this kind of path, you know? Like, is that illusion, yeah, separate of all of us, even people that aren't, I don't know, curious.
In one of the books it says that Maya is illusion, Maya is false, and it tells you that Maya has a projecting power and a veiling power. So therefore when you see the rope, you project on it a snake and you have veiled the rope. Then you can become fearful of the snake, because you projected it, but it requires the rope to be veiled and then the projection of the snake. Now, when you do that, who is the one doing that? That one doing it is associated with the ego, but is that who you really are?
سوال کوی اینه که وقتی که بابا صحبت میکنن به اینکه شما توی دنیایی که پر از تصور و ایده ها و ارزش های اشتباه زندگی میکنین و شما از آن اون دنیا نیستین، آیا صحبت بابا در رابطه با فالووراش، در رابطه با کسایی که بابا رو دنبال میکنن، یا داره بابا داره با کی صحبت میکنه، یا اینکه بابا داره با همه صحبت میکنه؟ اگه با همه است و این دنیا که پر از همه این تصورات جدا از این موضوع، تو میتونی ترجمه کنی؟
آره، بعد ریچار گفت که بابا یه جا میگه که مایا آره،
خواب رویا
دوتا شخصیت داره. یکیش اینه که تصور رو پخش میکنه، یکیش اینه که یه باور میذاره روی اون تصور. میگه که اگر تو فرض کنی که توی بیابون یه تیکه
تناب
ببینی، شما اول فکر میکنی که اون تنابه یه ماره، بعد باورای ترس و اینایی که در مورد اون مار داری دنبالش میاد و با اون ترس داری، یعنی به این صورت میتونی از اون ترس داشته باشی. اما چیه که میترسه؟ معنیته که میترسه و اون چی که ما هستیم معنیت نیست.
من هم تقریبا همین سوالی که کردی داره و میخواستم اینجوری بگم. اولا وقتی بابا میگه که but you are not part of the world، این you کیه؟ اون you is the little I
or she's saying Baba is talking to the ego or the self. Let's not start going way off the path. Okay, it's not that serious. It's very simple here. He said, do not be misled by what you see around. Just imagine a father comes in a room and has few kids. Says, children, sit down. I want to tell you a truth. It doesn't matter if they're on the path or not. This is a truth, like you can say, these are the lights to a child. You know, you're teaching them the light. So Baba comes in and says, sit down, kids. I would like to give you an advice. Ye pand beda. Then he goes and says, listen, the world that you see around you is just a playground. It's just an illusion. It's not real. Because of that, everyone in the world has a false value and false paths they follow and ideals. But you are not part of this world. You are much greater than this world. Just remember that as your father's advice. Period. There is no mystery about it. Was that clear?
ساتیانجو میگن که وقتی که بابا اینجا صحبت میکنه که این دنیایی که در اطرافت هست رو اشتباه نگید، مثل این میمونه که یه پدری وارد یه اتاق میشه، بچه هاش در اون اتاق نشستن و میخواد یه چیزی رو به اونها یه پندی بده، میخواد یه چیزی رو بهشون نشون بده، میخواد بگه که این نوره، این مهم نیستش که کسایی که تو اون اتاق اون بچه ها آیا تو این راه هستن آیا نیستن، مهم اون حقیقته که داره گفته میشه، مهم اون حقیقتیه که بابا میخواد بهشون بگه و اینکه این چیز ساده یه، هیچ رمز و رازی توش نداره، که بابا میگه تمام اینها این دنیا مثل یه زمین بازیه پر از
خواب و
تصوراته و پر از ارزش‌ها و ایده های غلط و همین سادگی، شما از این دنیا نیستین.
آها خب حالا جواب تو به کی داره میگه؟ داره به بچه ها میگه. بهشون میگه ببین به این کوچیکی هم که فکر میکنی هستی نیستی. He's telling the children you are not little. You are greater than what you think. It's few people talking to each other. It's just an advice. It's not mystical where you can say who is he talking to or is he his devotee or not. It's just like a father and children type of a thing. And no, he's not. He's talking to the individual, telling them that they are not individual. That's what is happening here.
Satyam, this reminds me of what you always said, like how from the beginning we were taught wrong. Like everything that they taught us from the beginning was so wrong. And then how you always said, wouldn't it be wonderful if from the very beginning we taught our children.
Yeah, that's what Baba was doing
truth,
right here.
And like how you teach the parents on our path from the very beginning to.
It's really interesting because this morning in the place that I was, I wanted to shout out that we are not of this world. And you brought this quote. So go ahead, who wants to translate?
Aida میگه که این کوتی که شما این که شما گفتین من یاد این انداخت که شما همیشه به ما میگین که از ابتدا که اون چیزایی که به ما یاد داده شده اشتباه بوده
از اول.
و کاشکی که از ابتدا این رو به بچه هامون یاد بدیم و اون ارزش ها و باورهای غلط رو به خوردشون ندیم. صفی ها میگن که این دقیقا همون چیزیه که بابا داره صحبت میکنه و به تک تک داره میگه که شما تک نیستیم، فرد نیستیم.
Like when I read this, I thought what it said to me was kind of like, don't get stuck in your own head, mm-hmm. you know, and like the playground is my mind, and mm-hmm. that's not who you are. It's never going to tell you who you are or what life is, or, you know, really.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
ادریان اضافه میکنه میگه این که خوندم برای من یادآور این بود که اون زمین بازی اون پلیگراندی که بابا اشاره میکنه همون ذهن ماست و اینکه تو ذهن گیر نکنیم و نمونیم، اونه که داره این تصورات رو برای ما.
I got a question. Does Baba care that how we play in this playground or if we lose or we win,
does he care?
Does he care?
How?
Mm-hmm.
if we are successful, if we are not.
بابک میپرسه که سوال من اینه که آیا برای بابا چقدر اهمیت داره که ما تو این بازی ببازیم، ببریم، چجوری بازی کنیم؟ درست بود این؟ I have a question for you. Why do you think that? How did this question came to you?
Actually,
like? I was going to ask you
before this, if I would read some code like this, I would translate it to that we have to do a certain way of living. But now I think, I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, for a guru, for a self-realized person, the world is just illusion. It doesn't care that if we are doing good, I mean in the worldly matter, in financial or praying good, we are successful or not. He says, I think that just pay with awareness, just be and play. Like once you said, let's do your let's your hands do the job, but not do it with your mind.
That was a beautiful answer to your question.
Like you had the whole answer to your question.
I didn't want to make that.
من از بابک سوال کردم که این سوال چطور به ذهنت اومده که یکم بیشتر راجبش توضیح بدی و خودش جواب داد. خودت هم ترجمه می‌کنی؟
قبلا من یه همچین کوتی می‌خوندم، مثلا یه همچین گفته می‌خوندم، مثلا فکر می‌کردم خب حالا حتما باید یه راه ویژه‌ای مثلا اون راهنما می‌خواد از ما که بریم مثلا این کار رو بکنیم، این کار رو نکنیم، یا مثلا عبادت کنیم یا پرستش کنیم یا حالا هر چیزی. بعد اصلا واسهش مهمه آیا مثلا ما توی زندگیمون موفق میشیم یا نمیشیم، نمیدونم از لحاظ مالی، از لحاظ کاری، از توی زندگیمون چقدر موفق هستیم نمیستیم. بعد گفتم خیلی فکر نمیکنم اصلا اهمیت داشته باشه. کسی که دیده واقعیت این رویا و خواب رو و میدونه این مثل یه خوابه که وقتی شب از خواب بیدار میشیم دیگه تهی نداره و همش یه خواب بوده، اون میدونه این دنیا هم مثل یه خوابه، وقتی هر کسی بیدار میشه، حالا این خواب تموم میشه یا با مرگ یا با بیداری روشن شدن، دیگه میفهمه که مهم نیست که چی بوده.
No, I'm going to come in. Yes, guru cares. That's why it took body and gave itself a lot of pain to come here. Why does he care? Because this is a game and you play it better, it's better for you. Guru comes and gives to those that need religion, religion. Those that need ritual, ritual. Those that need meditation, meditation. Those that need advice, advice. So, Baba did not have one job of go and do whatever you want to do as long as you know that this, because he had to build people in a different stage of life. Some people that were cruel, he had to talk to them about religion and how to do, to be good and to do good and all of that. In that aspect, to play the game for an avatar, for him to play the game, he had to do all of this stuff. It was his role to play. Do you see what I'm saying? So this code he was saying it this way. There are others that he would put rules and regulations down. We know that this is telling the highest truth, but nevertheless you need all the other steps to have the understanding of this. You would not understand that 5 years ago. The reason you understand because you've been coming up the ladder. So don't kick the ladder.
Is
it still the ladder? Is it profitable? So, yes, you are right. But also, in our case, this is it.
And
then we have to translate.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
ساتیا میگه که بابک آره حرفت درسته اما بابا به عنوان یه اوتار خیلی براش همه اهمیت داشتن اگه نداشتن نمیومد توی بدن به عنوان جسم که به همه کمک بکنه و درد و زجر این کارو بکشه بابا به هر فردی اون چی که لازم هست برای اون داده یکی شاید خیلی نفرین داشت بهش دین داد یکی شاید
تنفر نه نفرین
ببخشی تنفر مثلا هرچی که لازم بود که برای اون شخص بالانس بیاره اونو داد بهش حالا اینجا اینطوری نوشته بابا شاید یه جای دیگه بخونی ببینی بابا به یکی خیلی قانون داده و دلیلش اینه حالا بابا تو درکت از این کد درسته چون الان 5 ساله که داری از این نورده بود میای بالا حالا اونجایی که ایستادی اینطوریه برات این شکلیه اما نوردبونو از زیر پات لگت نزن ارزش داره ارزشش اینه این درکی که الان داری
Not that you did, it was just a metaphor. You didn't do that, but I just wanted to make a point that we cannot put unlimited into the limit of he doesn't care. I want him to be free to care and not care and say this and then say that. To be so smart that we don't limit God with our understanding.
خداوند محدودیت نداره ما هم باید انقدر عاقل باشیم که به خداوند محدودیت ندیم بذاریم آزاد باشه بهش با فهممون محدودیت ندیم
I feel like if you chase, like you go on the playground to try to find success or whatever, you're probably going to get lost and you're missing half or most of where your strength is actually really going to come from. You know, like the grace of God that you have to accept that you're going to be ignoring if you're lost in the playground.
You mean that if you just go to the playground? Playground to follow only your
You're
success.
You're only using your mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're not really gonna get it. I don't think. I don't know. That's my experience. You think you can
you
figure...
You don't get it? You don't get what? The success? The worldly success?
Yeah, or whatever you're after.
But many people we see in the world that they are just leave the world in the bazaar level and they are successful in, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah, so, I mean, if
they are lost or not, I don't know. I cannot judge them. I'm not in that level that
But
judge
you're talking
them.
About
but
balance, I think.
I think, like, if I, now that where I am, if I think I'm just going to use my mind and try to have a good life, it's probably not going to work. Like, I have to be able to touch God's grace to help me. And I can't do that if I'm stuck in my mind. It's like being plugged in, you know, like plugged in, being plugged into the wall socket, like plug you, you know, get the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Are you? Sorry. ادریان میگه که اگر که فقط تو اون زمین بازی باشی در حالت فقط تو ذهنت باشی و به دنبال موفقیت بری و من دیدم که تو تجربه من برای من کار نمی کنه اگر به اون منبع وصل نباشی اگر به خدا وصل نباشی اون برات موفقیت نمیاره
و این چیزی بوده که تجربه من بوده. بابک ازش میپرسه میگه البته خب هستن آدمایی که توی سطح دنیا زندگی حالا از هر نظر بخواد حساب کنی زندگی خیلی خوبی هم دارن و دارن اون زندگی رو ادامه میدن. این که حالا گم شده باشن یا نشده باشن رو من نمیدونم و قضاوتی ندارم، ولی در اون چیز دارن زندگی میکنم. صافی همجور گفتن که فکر میکنم رجبه تعادل داره حسابت میکنم.
من فهم کنم که what Adrian was saying is that I totally agree. Once you start loving God and become in love with God, you rely solely on God and you feel lost in the bazaar without forgetting. For us, this is true because it gives us much more peace and equilibrium. But like Babak was saying, there are a lot of people that are successful but they're not happy. So where ours would be more peace and happiness, the success in the world is effort, and the success to get to God is an effort. And so if your attention is more in God, it'll be provided without much efforts. If you put your effort in having a relationship with God, then your worldly things goes easier and effortlessly. You don't have to struggle. I think both of you are saying it right. Thank God that we feel that we need to be plugged in, all of us. Good answer.
So Satya ji میگن که من با حرف ابراهیم موافقم. این که وقتی که شروع میکنی به شناخت خدا، وقتی که عشق به خداوند در وجودت هست و فقط به خدا اعتماد میکنی، چیزی که برات میاره آرامشه. آره حرف بابک هم درسته، کسایی هستن تو سطح دنیا که موفقیت دارن، از لحاظی میتونیم بگیم موفقن، ولی فرقی که ما با اونها داریم اینه که ما خوشی داریم، ما شادی داریم، چیزیه که
و صلح
داریم. Help.
خیلی من سپاس چیزم شکرگزارم که
ما همیشه باید وصل باشیم، به این
درک رسیدیم که باید وصل باشیم.
And the question that Babak asked initially about does God care or not, or does Babak care, it reminded me of how you talk about the agony of God. How, like, even today when you wanted to scream out to us, like, don't you get it, you're not of this world. Like, I feel like that's the agony of God that you're talking about, that repeatedly this is said, and that if we don't get it, that's that, the agony of God.
The agony of the self.
There is a quote that's in the book. He says, I can't read it because I'll have to find it. But he says that he is standing outside your door and waiting for you to open the door to him. That is opening the door to feel his love, to feel and to show you love. So does he care? Yes, he divided himself to love himself. He's waiting for us all to manifest and claim us.
So basically the grace is there, we just have to be able to receive it.
I have two quotes I would like to read. This was put in a book long time ago.
Sorry.
Translation.
این درد خداوند صحبت کردی قبلا. که همینطوری که خودت گفتی امروز صبح میخواستی که از اونجایی که ایستاده بودی فریاد بزنی که شماها مال این دنیا نیستیم، همینطور خداوند براش خیلی دردناکه که ما این حقیقت رو نمیدونیم. اگر اهمیت نداشت برامون این درد رو نداشت، یا میگه این درد خداوند نیست، در واقع درد خوده. بعد ریچارد میگه که میپرسین آیا خداوند براش اهمیت داره؟ سای بابا میگه که من پشت در هر کدومتون وایستادم، فقط منتظرم که شما این در رو باز کنید. آیا اگه خداوند براش اهمیت نداشت این در رو پشت درتون وایستادیم کنید؟ خداوند خودش رو جدا کرد توی قسمت های مختلف که به خودش عشق بده، اینقدر براش اهمیت داره.
و گوپی میگه که پس رحمت هست، فقط ما باید
بتونیم استفادهش کنیم، بتونیم دریافتش کنیم.
دیدم کارا دم خطره.
ببین من the bottom line is since God is love, the only way that we can feel close is through love. Period. That's what Baba says. God is love. خود اگر چنانچه خداوند عشقه، فقط به وسیله عشق میشه بهش دست پیدا کرد. Let's finish it with Richard Coates.
Richard, yeah.
Okay, there's two quotes, and the first one's a question. It says, every morning as you sit up in bed, ask yourself this question. For what purpose have I come into this world? What is the task set for me? What is the triumph for which this struggle is preparing me? What is the grand victory for which I have to strive?
هر روز صبح که بابا میگه هر روز صبح که بلند میشین و میشین توی رخت خواب، این سوال از خودتون بپرسین که من برای چی به این دنیا آمدم،
کارم
چیه.
I think she has the writing.
کارم در این دنیا چیه، هدف زجرا و تلاشایی که میکنم چیه، این تلاشا داره منو برای چی آماده میکنه.
Now the second quote was put in there a long time ago, along with the first one. Your bodies have been acquired for realizing God, here, and dedicating them for searching the divine, serving the divine, and sustaining the divine. That alone can satisfy your innermost craving and remove the gnawing discontent.
Gnawing discontent.
What does that mean?
Oh, gnawing.
Gnawing discontent is a constant discontent.
Like it's gnawing at you.
Like if you're in the world, it's a constant gnawing. The constant disconnect can only be removed with happiness as union with God. That's not in here.
So is it the answer to the question?
Not quite.
بابا میگه که این بدن درست شده که تو خدا رو بشناسی و لمس کنی، و بعد این بدن رو برای این هدف بذاری که این الهیت رو پیدا کنه،
به الهیت خدمت کنه،
تا اینکه اون نارضایت همشگی تو از بین ببره.
نارضایت
یه کوت هم رو خوندیم و نفهمیدیم معنیش چیه. بابا گفته بود که آمودار بتونم بگمش Love is where
is selflessness, and self is where is lovelessness.
Uh-huh.
And she?
He's talking about the body self.
The self.
Oh, both are the...
That's it.
Thank you. خیلی شکریه. Thank you everyone for sharing. مرسی از همه. خیلی جلسه خیلی خوبی بود. مرسی از همه. مرسی از شما.
مرسی از شما. شما مزید.
After everybody sings Arati and they distribute vibhuti, Satyam explains for a newcomer what vibhuti is. بعد از آراتی و خوندن شعر ویبوتی، ساتیان برای کسی که جدید آمده توضیح میدن که ویبوتی چیه.
این خاکستر، ما وقتی هندوستان بودیم بابا میتونست از دستش خاکستر میاد برای معالجه کسانی که مریض بودن و اتفاق خیلی از ایرانی آمده بودن، من اونجا بودم، گفتن چشمون خوب نمیبینه بهشون داد و اینا. و اینم خاکستره دیگه، بعد از برنامه چیزه مثل هدیه است، یه ذره آدم میذاره دهنش، یه ذره به اینجاشو، هم کاری که شما کردید.